No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on the Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. You know Lawler's Barbecue, because Lawler's Barbecue, every single month, gives gift cards to The Mark White Show, and I'm able to give those to some special people, and I appreciate Lawler's Barbecue for doing that. They have locations, several locations across North Alabama. Managing partner Jim Kelly's been a friend of mine for a long time, since I had my own restaurant in Athens, Alabama, called Tortillas Blanco, and Jim Kelly had reached out to me about the Tater King, and he was telling me this story about the fact that they have to have a very special-sized potato. He mentioned about Kevin Ward and the fact that Kevin comes and picks up a couple of thousand pounds plus of potatoes every week, and during this COVID period has been able to give those potatoes to other people. That can make a huge difference when it comes to somebody needing food and being hungry and not being hungry. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kevin Ward.
Up and at it, just another day, you know, in January, so it's time to rock and roll.
Awesome, man. Well, one thing that Jim had told me, you were there at Camp Helen, and I had experience at Camp Helen when I was a kid as a Cub Scout.
Yeah, I worked for the Limestone Baptist Association, and part of my responsibility outside of the 40-plus churches that I minister to and help is to manage the property out at Camp Helen, and we do all kind of crazy stuff out here and have a great time, and a lot of folks have been using this place, and it's kind of getting back on the map as a place to have gatherings and birthday parties and functions, and so we're glad to have it and glad to be a resource to the community.
See, I'm 35 years removed from being there at the park and at the camp, and so I didn't realize that there was anything that was going down with it, and it sounds like you've made some improvements, according to Jim, to help this thing keep going.
Yeah, we've made a lot of improvements, and we had a property in town there where Popeye's Chicken's at in Athens, and sold that and gave us some capital to put in the property and really kind of rejuvenate it and do some remodeling and adding some things. Got a new pool in and did some other remodeling on the main building for a new kitchen and some other things, and really just kind of dressed it up and brought it up to date. And it's been used by a ton of people and really does well. And we had a great summer, even with the COVID deal. A lot of folks were using it for private parties and birthday gatherings and that kind of thing. It really helped us get through the summer ourselves because we didn't have church camps and we didn't have retreats and those kind of things because the churches were kind of regulated on what they could do or kind of pulled back on their amount of exposure, and rightfully so. And so it's just been a interesting journey, but we love this place and excited to finish since 1961. And it's made a lot of memories like yourself over the years, and we want to keep that going on.
Well, speaking of a ton of people, we've talked about a ton of potatoes, tons of potatoes, as you've been able to distribute potatoes. How in the world did you find out about Lawler's Barbecue having these undersized and oversized potatoes to get access to them?
Right. So Jim and Gene Kelly have been great friends of mine for probably 17, 18 years, even before they really got real deep into the Lawler's thing. And so it's just, they reached out to me and just said, "Hey, we've got a situation." I mean, they had this overabundance of potatoes, and their distributor wouldn't take them back. And, they tried to sell them, and they already sell potatoes. And so they're like, "Hey, what can we do? Is there anything ministry wise we can do with this?" And so I said, "Well, let me see." And so the first, I guess, 8 or 10 weeks, I would just pick them up myself and then distribute wherever I could, whether it be in the neighborhood or in East Limestone. I've been in parking lots all across Athens, or at churches and churches that were doing food distributions. We would show up with those, and they would break those down into smaller bags. They're 50-pound boxes, and so we'd get, you know, anytime 40 to 50 boxes a week. It doesn't take long to have a load going through all the Huntsville stores, and then sometimes I've taken some to the Limestone County Jail. A House of Harvest in East Limestone has picked up for several weeks for us at times. We just tried to find, every week there seems to be a place that needs it. And so we were able to just keep it moving. After a while, I became more of a coordinator than the actual toter, which helped a lot. And then every once in a while, I'll fill in and go pick them up and then just find places for them to go as along the way. And then Jim and Gene have also had a family member that has a food ministry, and he's come and picked up some. And so we just keep scattering them around all over the, out North Alabama Valley, Tennessee Valley here. And it's been fun, man. It's been really cool. And several times you'll meet, I mean, there's been a couple of occasions where you meet somebody that says, "Man, you don't realize how much I need this today." You know, had a guy last week that I ran into when I was doing some out here at East Limestone, and he just said, "Man, this will feed my kids this week." You know, and you're thinking, it's just a potato. But, you know, like we've said before, you just don't know what people are going through. And the majority of folks that have a need, most of us are so prideful, we won't ask any, but we just find a way to make it work. We just work it out. And so it's been great to be able to have some providential encounters with folks and really encourage our community.
I had a lady named Fran when COVID first hit. She lives up in the north part of Limestone County, and she reached out to me about eggs. She had some eggs that she wanted to donate, and she would stock up on these eggs, and I would go pick them up. And it is amazing the things that people do to step up and say, "Hey, I want to make a difference. I have this, and I want to give it back to the community." And I know that those eggs really helped people because of Fran. And the same thing can be said of Lawler's because of their willingness to give these potatoes back to the community.
Yeah, and they were taking a loss anyways on them. You're talking about a significant, you think, you know, potatoes are kind of cheap in the store, but these aren't your normal potatoes if you've ever had one.
Sure have.
They're outrageously low. You know, one potato, these potatoes are so big, they'll feed four people, you know, one potato. And so they would get a credit for those back when they turn them back into their distributor, but that wasn't happening. So they're just taking a loss on it. And I was like, "Man, let me make something out of this." And so we just started, I started back, I guess since April, into April, we started doing that. And, I mean, I've been at ballparks, I've been all kind of places giving out potatoes, and just, you know, it's been encouraging, it's been fun. It's allowed me to meet a lot of new people. I think people just need to know, we all need to be mindful of our neighbors and whatever resource we have available, whether it be eggs or potatoes or just a smile, whatever, you know, I mean, just being kind, listening. We need to use whatever we have at our disposal to encourage our neighbors. And that's what we've been trying to do. And I appreciate Lawler's and those folks. And then for a long time, they really didn't want anybody to know they were doing it. So we would just kind of take care of it. And I was like, "Look, Jim, this has been too significant of a thing for you just to say, 'Well, it just happened.'" I said, because I really hadn't told anybody where they've been coming from. I've just been doing it, you know. And so I'm glad that, you know, and again, it's not, he would say, "Well, it's not him, it's a team." And it is a team. And they do a great job with their staff, and their guys and their gals have always been great to us and helping us load or do whatever. But I really appreciate their heart and spirit. And rather than throwing those in the dumpster or just doing nothing with them, they found a way to encourage our community, and I really appreciate that.
Well, and Kevin, you mentioned people who are struggling, and you're familiar with, because we are in Tornado Alley, where these tornadoes have come through our communities, and there's a short-term amount of help. You know, it may go for several months.
That's right.
And here we are with COVID-19, and people have been struggling since almost the very beginning. And for us to say, "Well, I'm going to be here for the long haul," that's a different animal altogether, because we can go in and contribute a few days to help people. But sure. to stick in here with people from all the way back to March, April of last year, and to continue on, because we haven't seen a real slowing necessarily of this, and people are right. still struggling out there. So hanging in with people for over a year and coming up over a year here soon, that is very important that people realize that there really is no, that when it comes to hunger and these other struggles, there is no stopping point for them. It continues on.
No, and I think that's something that we really need to think about. Is that I ask my churches all these questions all the time. Are there more or less needs today than there were a year ago? And we all answer the same. There's more needs today than there were a year ago.
Right.
And I said, then why are? I know we're limited, and I know we have some guidelines and things that we need to follow, and we need to, you know, we all need to do that and do our part to take care of each other, because nobody wants to be the person that brings COVID to somebody else. I'm my very good friends, and we've had good friends that have been sick, and you know, we're all struggling with that, and it's unseen. We don't even know where it's at or who's had it or what's going on. And so it's such a trying time on that side. On the other side of it is we still have to care for our communities. And so I'm really been trying to encourage our churches to say, look, you know, I know we haven't been able to do a lot of things, but let's do what we can do. And let's be available to our communities as best we can to, again, to meet needs. And, you know, and sometimes you just have to do a no questions asked kind of thing. You know, I mean, we have some groups in town that have, you know, regular support they do for groups like LCCI or Family Resource Center and all, and they have to manage those groups come through. Right now, it's just to be available to your community kind of attitudes what I've had, and not really worry about who's coming, and just say, if you need it, come get it, you know, kind of thing. And so far, that's been the best way to go right now, and seems to be very, very helpful. It's just been, again, it's been a hard, and then with the kids not being in school, you know, that puts a big old dent on things like, a lot of kids, they depend on that for food on a regular basis through the week, or think about the burden that takes off a family feeding-wise when they don't have kids at home all day. You know, I mean, there's just a lot of things that are complicated that are multiplying, and depending if they have a service industry-type job. I mean, they hadn't been working much or not to the fullness of the extent. If you walk into a restaurant and it's half, and you know this from personal experience, when it's half empty, it means it's not doing a whole lot, you know. And so even though there's people there, it's just not at the point where it needs to be to really make a difference for them financially and in their lives. And so whatever we can do to connect with people and help them along the way, I think it's just, you know, just use whatever resource you have available to you and go and have some fun with it. And we've enjoyed, like I said, being partners with Jim and Gene and Lawlers and just, you know, loving folks along the way.
I totally agree. When we come back, I know that Jim would say, as you said, it's a team effort. And this is one of those things where Jim has a great deal of humility. But at the same time, I do want to make sure that we recognize Lawlers and this family and what they contribute back to the community. Will you stick with me, Kevin?
Sure, I'm good.
All right, folks, we're talking to Kevin Ward, the Tater King, as Jim Kelly named him. And we know Lawlers Barbecue cooks slow, serve fast, oink, oink, all the many things they do in the community. And we appreciate Lawlers Barbecue and their contributions to the community. I hope that you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A+ member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hey, good looking. You got cooking.
Hey, good looking. Don't worry about cooking. Head over to Tuscumbia, Alabama, grab a bite to eat, and visit the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, where they're honoring Alabama's music achievers. To plan your visit, go to alamhof.com or give them a call at 256-381-4417. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we're very glad to have Kevin Ward with us right now here on the line. Thanks to my buddy, managing partner at Lawler's Barbecue. You know Lawler's Barbecue if you live in North Alabama and the surrounding area. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about today was their contribution to the community. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Kevin Ward.
Hey, glad to be here.
Well, I tell you, we have a really great small business in our community named Lawler's Barbecue, and they've done a lot to give back. And as you said in the first segment, those potatoes, people didn't realize where they were coming from when you were first giving those out.
Correct. Yeah, they were. Jim just said, "Come get them," and then you don't say where they're from. Just do it, and just get them out of their way. But it also, he knew it could be impactful to people, and so. We just kind of did that anonymously for a while, and I would just say, "Well, they just come from a barbecue restaurant in town or something." I wouldn't tell them where, or came from somewhere else. You know, we just roll with it, because they want to know how you got them, and people want to know where they come from. There's something wrong with them, kind of thing. And I was like, "No, there's nothing wrong with them." And so we'd go through all that, and then it became, once the word got out that I had them, I'd get text calls and personal messages asking, "Hey, you got any taters this week? Can I come pick some up? I got a friend, a family member, somebody could use some," that kind of thing. And so it just kind of grew into that. And Jim just the best to get the bit there is, and he just really was real humble about it, and it wasn't about trying to, be known or seen. It was just meet a need, and not be wasteful. And so I was real proud of what they were doing with that.
Well, and as you said also in the first segment, these potatoes came from a distributor that Lawler's Barbecue uses, and Lawler's could not give them back to the distributor. And furthermore, they've already paid for the potatoes. So it's their expense. They're eating this expense to be able to give away 40 to 50 boxes, 50-pound boxes of potatoes, which you're looking at 2,000 to 2,500 pounds plus or minus of potatoes every single week that they're giving away.
And that's just the ones that I was picking up. That's not counting like Coleman and Muscle Shoals and Killen, other places. I mean, you add up all that over all those stores, across the North Alabama area. Come on, there's more stores than I was getting to. And so there's,
yes.
50, 60 boxes. You're talking about probably 75 boxes or more a week, 80 boxes a week. Full 50-pound boxes of potatoes. And you're talking about 35, 40 bucks a box, okay? I mean, that's what you're looking at, easy. And so it's a lot of profit possible going out the door, and it's what it is. You just can't use them all. Like, they weren't really the size that you needed. And some weeks they'd be too small, and some weeks they'd be too big. And he really tries to standardize what he does, and keep it consistent. And so, instead of just making a major adjustment and making them work, he just said, "Let's move on with them." And and that's what we've done. And it's one of those side effects of COVID. You know, it's where the distributor doesn't mind you buying, but they're not able to take things back because we still really didn't know at the time how this stuff worked. And so they didn't want food back, things back to the distributor that had been somewhere else already. And so all those kind of domino effects of this whole pandemic has really squeezed some things we don't think about, you know, along the way. And so that's happening not just with Lawler, probably every restaurant's having some kind of a supply chain situation based on the needs and things that are going on. So, yeah, just an interesting situation.
How's that trailer holding up for you?
Well, I've squatted down pretty good, and then I've got an enclosed trailer and out in a little single axle, and I've definitely put it to the test of what it'll hold. So when we hit the truck, I come riding through town, I was loaded pretty good. So we just eased along and had some good help along the way. Greg Wise from Lindsay Lane Baptist Church has been a big help to me. He's been a big toter for me, and he's helped me distribute too as well. And so I'd have some good help from time to time, and my boys would go with me some. My two oldest boys, and they'd ride and tote and throw taters, and we'd have a lot of fun together just making memories and meeting needs. And so they enjoyed connecting with people and trying to teach them to be those kind of people, you know, teach them to be people that give, that look for ways to serve their community and connect with people. And so they've done a great job, and I think I really enjoyed, you know, something positive during this time.
Yes, and very important that we incorporate young people, people who are listening right now. If we have something that we're doing to make a difference, it doesn't hurt to have your kid watch you and see what you're doing to be able to take an interest in helping others themselves.
Yeah, kids love serving. People should love serving. I mean, it's just really, I hope, instilling a lifestyle of that for my children, that they would not just by just watching me, but also participating. And so, I mean, they were carrying boxes and toting them around and you know, and taking them to people's cars and visiting with people and just being an encouragement. And it was really cool to watch that. And so it's all kind of multiple blessings involved in this little adventure we've had the last several months.
Who called you the Tater King for the first time, Kevin?
I think one of my buddies did that to me when I showed up. And I was telling Jim about it. I knew better than tell Jim Kelly about my taters. And so he was like, that's awesome. And so he's been giving me a hard time about it. You know, and so we've had a lot of fun, and actually it got to be where the phone would ring, or like I said, a neighbor, a friend, somebody would call and say, hey, you know, do you have any this week? And I sometimes we'd set some aside for folks along the way, or we'd just go and do a side of the road distribution somewhere and just let folks know on Facebook we were going to be there about an hour before, and they'd come rolling in, and, you know, within an hour or so, we'd have them all distributed and passed out, and that was really fun. So it all worked out good.
Well, speaking of Lawler's Barbecue in 2021, right now as we speak, and Jim didn't ask me to do this, but right now from today until Saturday, January the 9th, it's 2 for $13, super stuffy taters every single day until Saturday, January the 9th, so that people can find Lawler's Barbecue and go get those two stuffies. I know you said earlier that one of those potatoes could feed four people. That's if somebody manages their food very well, because I can eat one of those by myself, buddy.
Yeah, man, they're pretty stout. Yeah, you got to work with it. But yeah, they do a great job, and you know, that's the one thing that Lawler's has always done. I mean, a lot of our churches, I use them for a lot of my meetings and catering and things like that, is their consistency with their product.
Yes.
You know, when you're able to do that, that's the sale of doing, you know, food work, is consistency and then quality service. I mean, they just do a really good job of keeping those things in line. When you go to one Lawler's, you've been to all the Lawler's in the way of, you know, just a great model and very repeatable, and they do a great job training. And so, you know, you're going to get quality food, it's going to be done right. And so that's always good, you know, always good stuff.
Well, Kevin, I'm glad that you were able to get these potatoes and do this for the community to try to help. It's just, you're a vehicle for this effort, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate your boys and anybody else that has been part of this effort, because it does take more than one person, of course, to make something happen. So we thank everybody that's been a part of the delivery of these potatoes from the very beginning.
Yes, sir. It's been a great pleasure. Like I said, I've just been kind of a middleman, but, you know, it's always fun. That seems to happen to me occasionally. The phone will ring and somebody will have something they want to get rid of, and they're like, Kev, come get it, you know. And so I'm a glutton for punishment when it comes to redistributing, finding stuff to take care of, to meet needs. I just enjoy doing that, and that's just part of what we do as association and as myself personally. And so I enjoyed being a part of that, and glad they thought of us to do that. So we're blessed to be a part of it.
Well, Kevin Ward, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today. Share about this special effort through Lawler's Barbecue, my friend.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the opportunity, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, buddy. You take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Folks, we've been talking to Kevin Ward, and we've been also talking about Lawler's Barbecue. I want you to check out Lawler's Barbecue, lawlersbarbecue.com. You can find all the locations at the website. You can also follow Lawler's Barbecue on Facebook as well. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Mark White Show as we continue to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. When we come back, I'm going to have some closing remarks on this Tuesday edition of the Mark White Show. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Just the same.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love, and do it today.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
We appreciate Kevin Ward joining us here on the Mark White Show today, the Tater King. We appreciate Jim Kelly from Lawler's Barbecue, managing partner there at Lawler's Barbecue, for sharing this special story with us. And we appreciate small businesses like that. If you are outside of North Alabama and you're a small business owner, or you're someone in the community, think about the story that you heard today with Kevin Ward, the Tater King. And think about the story that you heard about Lawler's Barbecue's willingness to give these potatoes to the community, those who need just a little help sometimes. And we appreciate businesses like Lawler's Barbecue. Again, I want you to check out Lawler's Barbecue at lawlersbarbecue.com. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram as well at Lawler's Barbecue. We appreciate many small businesses who are making a difference during this time, even though it may be a struggle for them as well. Folks, you know what we're here to do. We're here to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can also subscribe to The Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and then also on YouTube. So I would encourage you to do that so you can hear more of these stories each and every day as The Mark White Show continues to try to make a difference in our communities. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.